American business is under assault from counterfeiters and pirates.
We are the pirates.
Piracy on the net.
We are the pirates.
Of the internet. Ooh, I go online with them any day.
Every day, 7 days a week, criminals are stealing American ideas and products and distributing them over the internet.
The Department of Homeland Security in the US has announced a new operation to pursue violators of intellectual property rights, with a promise to find and prosecute owners of websites that offer illegal downloads of American films and television shows.
You are engaged in an unauthorized procedure. Remain where you are.
From counterfeit pharmaceuticals, electronics, pirated movies and software, internet crooks are undermining the U.S. economy on a grand scale.
There's a war out there, a world war, and it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
Today we announce a long-term effort to turn the table on these thieves. ICE, in coordination with our partners at the Intellectual Property Rights Center, is launching Operation In Our Sights.
What we see and hear, how we work, what we think, it's all about the information.
A sustained effort to combat criminal counterfeiting and piracy over the internet. Working with industry, we will systematically target websites that offer counterfeit or pirated products. We will seize the websites.
Freeze!
We will prosecute the owners. We will forfeit the illegal proceeds. If a site reappears, so will we. If the criminals move overseas, we will follow.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. Resistance is futile.
Operation In Our Sights starts today with a series of enforcement actions against websites dedicated to pirated films. We have seen 9 domain names of websites that were engaged in criminal theft of American movies and television shows. Movieslinks.tv, NowMovies.com, TVShack.net, FilesPump.com, PlanetMovies.com, ZML.com, NinjaVideo.net, NinjaThis.net, ThePirateCity.org.
So criminal.
These sites will now be defunct and controlled by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Visitors will either get an error message or a banner announcing the seizure by federal authorities, namely ICE and the Department of Justice. Domain names seized today were offering pirated American films and TV shows on a grand scale.
So rip the fuck out of DVDs and download the hell out of movies.
Okay, I'll try. It's dangerous.
We're labeled pirates. We're called thieves. We're raided and arrested. We're forced to hide behind aliases while we weave and we bob through these gray areas of laws not yet written. You have taken an industry barely 100 years old and destroyed its public integrity. You have made fools of us and forced a discontent that is exponentially swelling through the ranks of the computer literate. You, and only you, opened the door for Ninja Video. Sites like mine are a direct manifestation of your apathy. You can't hold entertainment hostage anymore. You can't hold news hostage.
You don't know what it's like.
Movieslinks.tv had 3.3 million visitors to its site last month alone. Together, all the domain names had 6.7 million visitors in a single month. NowMovies.com went from 17,000 visitors in a month in May of 2009 to 162,000 in May of this year, a nearly tenfold increase in a single year. NinjaVideo.net offered a pirated version of Iron Man 2 2 days before its release in the United States. I don't think that we've stopped internet piracy in a day, but this is going to be a sustained effort. We're going to be at this week after 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 week. And we know that some of these websites are going to reappear, and we're going to be right there with them every step of the way.
There's a war out there, a world war, and it's not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information.
Operation in our sights. Operation in our sights. Operation in our sights.
But we see, hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
I assure you, whether or not you ever take Ninja Video down, there will be more of us. This game can't be stopped. So how about it's understood? We're a community made up of millions. We come from every country, every walk of life, every economic level, and we're smart. We're young. We're articulate. And we're your audience, but we're tired, and we can fight back. Samuel Adams once said, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." We have lit that flame, and it can't be put out. Will you help us harness its power? Or will you let us all burn with you alongside?